But we were doing this earlier, and the full interview is on Catch Up with Nadia Romanos, but Nomzamo Mbatha was on the show recently to talk about her appearance and coming to America, and it was really great to get her. She's a big 5M fan, and she thanked us a lot, you know, for always trying to put her on. So let me put her on this afternoon. If you dig what she's saying and you want to hear more about it, how she's moved over to the States, how she got the opportunity as well to be in the film, the full thing is on Catch Up. 5fm.co.za today. You can go find it there. Still to come this hour, by the way, music from Black Coffee, Ariana Grande, Ian Dior, and Medusa. What order that'll happen in those, all determined by their positions on the charts, which we'll find out next. Here's Nomzamo.
It is. That's the funny part. You know, how the roles and in the character and the person playing it, you know, kind of mirror each other. So I tried to have fun with the character, honestly, and also to just bring my own sass and charm and wit to lend to her. But I think she knew what she was doing. She's interesting.
She's cool. And can you tell me about how you got that role and your reaction when you did?
I got that role after numerous auditioning and callbacks and sessions, and obviously hearing different things. And sometimes you want to call your agents and be like, have they called back? Did I get it? I probably didn't get it. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Never mind, guys. Never mind. You know, it's not until I was coming back from the F&B Stadium. And it was the Soweto Derby, and I think I must have been working with one of the brands at the stadium, that I went out to dinner later that night, and it was my grandmother's birthday. So I get the call from a manager, and she says, I've got your agent on the other line, we have news. And I thought, yeah, if they're both calling me, it's definitely to lay it down easy. They were calling to say, pack your bags, you need to come back, because you are coming to America, Greg.
That is insane. It must have been so surreal.
Yeah. Absolutely. I obviously cried.
I can imagine. I have to ask, of course, what was it like working with Eddie Murphy?
Oh, my goodness. It was a mixture of being starstruck and fangirling, to being in awe, to marveling at the craft and the skill set of a performer who has to reprise a role that he last played 33 years ago, you know, and he makes it sound easy, but it's not. Then there's prosthetics involved. Of course, you watch how the brotherhood and the respect that they have between him and Arsenio, and how when they talk to each other, it's just incredible. Arsenio was so mischievous, he would always wait for the director, Craig, to call action. Then he'd say a little joke, and Jermaine and I would like burst out laughing. And Craig would be like, cut, what's going on? It's like, it's Arsenio, it's not us. to hearing Eddie's stories about Prince, because I think they were neighbors or lived on the same street. And just marveling at all of that. And of course, you know, Tracy Morgan playing music and reenacting how they used to be in the, you know, you remember how it was in the 90s and the 80s? Yes, right. Sherry Headley was amazing. Jermaine Fowler is one of the most incredible human beings. And I'm so grateful that I get to go on this journey of newness with him. So it's the old generation and the new generation, but, you know, we're all in this together.
That's insane. I don't know how you kept it together with so many legends around you on set. I mean, even Morgan Freeman is in this movie. Like, what? James Earl Jones?
Let me tell you, when does this come out? Because I don't want any spoiler alerts, okay?
Azopela Maphupho in the quarterfinals of the Nedbank Cup as KZN confronts Eastern Cape. Richards Bay are on a mission to write their names in the history books of Ibhola as giant killers. The Chili Boys sing Asphelelanga with all eyes on the tickets to the semi-finals. The Nedbank Cup quarterfinals brings you...